Joining us now to discuss the confirmation hearings is Dahlia Lithwick. She analyzes legal matters for the online magazine Slate and for us here at Day to Day. And Dahlia, we just heard about a few of the big themes from today's hearings: abortion rights, stare decisis, executive power. Should we expect to hear a lot more about those issues?
Yeah, I think those are the big ones you're going to hear. I think another thing that we're going to hear a lot about is a focus on how much deference Alito has traditionally given to the police and to prosecutors in cases. There was a lot of aggressive questioning on that this morning. And then there's also been a lot of aggressive questioning on some of his alleged ethics violations, including his holding on to a case, even though it involved a mutual fund, Vanguard, in which he held stock, and his involvement with a group called Concerned Alumni of Princeton, CAP for short. He sort of bragged of that involvement once upon a time. Today, when he was questioned about it, and I should add that that group is devoted or was devoted to keeping women minorities out of Princeton, he said today he doesn't really recall being involved in the group or why he would have bragged about it.
And you listened to his opening statement. Did he say anything that surprised you?
I was almost more surprised, Madeline, by what he didn't say. John Roberts, obviously the template by which to judge this one, was so smooth and so clear. He offered up immediately in his own opening statement the analogy of justices or umpires. They don't make the law. They call balls and strikes. And that had a profound impact both on the Roberts hearings and, in fact, on the Alito opening statements yesterday. Alito didn't have a nice image to bat around. I joked in my column yesterday that it was almost like his opening statement was, "We were so poor and blue-collar, we couldn't afford a judicial philosophy." So it was just sort of much choppier, but in its own way very earnest. He said, "Judges have no agenda. They can't have an agenda. I don't have an agenda."
And people seem to be responding to that regular guy image. I'm wondering if you think senators will respond to some of the answers Judge Alito is giving in typically partisan ways.
Well, it's very clear so far. He can say nothing right as far as the Democrats are concerned. He can say absolutely nothing wrong as far as the Republicans are concerned. So it has been pretty much an exercise in Democrats tear him up, Republicans Democrats tear him down, Republicans build him up again. So it's sort of a strange Rorschach test and depends entirely, I think, on which side of the aisle you're sitting on.
And so do you have any early predictions for how these hearings will go over the next few days?
Well, it's been interesting. Ari just made the point. It's worth noting. He wouldn't go ahead and say quite the way Roberts did that I believe in stare decisis and, you know, here's why analytically. He said twice, quote, "It's not an inexorable command." By the same token, he was much more inclined to say public opinion shouldn't drive what the court does. He's pushing back, Madeline, in a way that Roberts wasn't. Roberts was a much better salesman. We'll see how that plays out. I think he's going to be confirmed, but this is going to be rougher around the edges, I suspect.
Opinion and analysis from Dahlia Lithwick. She covers the courts for online magazine Slate. Thank you, Dahlia.
My pleasure.